Well,
the views expressed on this show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of radio station KICK, Vision Communications Incorporated, its management, or advertisers. Vision Communications Incorporated is not responsible for the validity or accuracy of information presented on this program. Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin. Get the health answers you need from the creator of holistic medicine and the 2020 Holistic Doctor of the Year. To be a part of the show, call 417-447-1777. Wellness Wednesday. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin.
And good afternoon, everybody. If you want to understand why we are wearing these slightly loud colored shirts, we're celebrating the advent of a new person into our lives, Dr. Sergey Shealy Sorin.
That's
he
right.
He has changed his name officially. My true brother has become a name brother as well as a soul brother.
And the reason that I decided to do that, by the way, this is a big announcement, is, well, I've been learning and watching this amazing man right here, the founder of Holistic Medicine, and I've always said to myself, this is my life mission as well. I'm glad to be here. I am honored to be here. And now, basically, I'm planning to continue the rest of my life as to serve the legacy of this amazing thing that you've done, Holistic.
Well, the interesting thing is, to me, having found what I call a soul brother, and the first in this life, is, you know, I've had lots of friends, but there's a feeling of rapport and, well, commonality, if you will, between us that can't be expressed in any other way. But the interesting thing is, I have been very blessed in my life in many, many respects, with my marriage, with my children, and now with my dear brother. So today we are going to emphasize the remarkable complexity and individuality of each individual brain. Now, to me, the fact that the brain is so creative, whether it is art or music or science, doesn't matter, because we are creative beings. And if you teach people not to be afraid of life, and to me, the most important thing is not to be afraid of life, but to be happy with life and to be at peace with life. That's what true holism is. Recognizing that whatever is going on, you can detach from those things you cannot change. You don't need to be upset over them. Now, if you can figure out a way to solve them, good on you. But if you can't, then, hey, do something else.
Let go.
Let it go.
Yeah.
And that's what life is all about, helping other people. No matter what you do, if you help other people, you're doing something useful. And that's all that really matters, is doing something useful. Now, you don't, if you want to be a hermit, that's okay. Enjoy your hermitage. Personally, I'd get kind of bored being a hermit. I love my farm, I love my garden, but I still like people, and I like being with people, and I like helping people.
Well, it's the only purpose in life, really. I mean, to
well, serve. It is. That's, yeah. There's a wonderful book, the Urantia book, and it's many, many pages long, but on about page 560 or so, it says, love is the desire to do good to others. And that's what I really understood what love is. Love is the desire to help other people, a driven need to help other people. Now, to help other people, you've got to be at peace with yourself and everything else in your life. And obviously, you need air, and you need water, you need clothes, you need food, and you need shelter. If you don't have those, then you need to get those in order to do anything else. But once you've got those things taken care of you, for you, or by your parents who help you get started on that, then you need to find something that you feel good about in doing to help other people. Now, the person who made this microphone, for instance, in my opinion, is quite as important as I am, because I'd be bored trying to make this microphone.
Plus, I don't think everybody can do brain science. You know, I mean, that's research and everything else. So there's a place for that as well.
And for everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing is, the thing that sparked me to go off really on a tangent was the way we were treating chronic pain. In my opinion, it was barbarian. In the operating wing, we went in and took the bone off two levels of the spinal cord, somewhere in the upper chest or even in the neck. And then they took an old single-edge razor blade, I assume it was sterile, and broke off a piece of it and used it to cut the front half of the spinal cord. The first time I saw that, I thought, this has got to be out of antiquity. I mean, whoever could have thought of cutting the spinal cord with a razor blade? So when I finished my neurosurgical residency, I spent 3 years studying pain physiology, electricity of pain in animals. And I demonstrated unequivocally that we could block pain by stimulating the skin or the spinal cord itself. And I presented that to the American Association of Neurological Surgeons in the 60s. And neurosurgeons jumped, it was in St. Louis, interesting, I remember it well. Neurosurgeons jumped up on the stage, he grabbed the microphone, and you idiot, no, what took away? This was only in animals. Well, a couple of years later, when I'd done only six patients, every neurosurgeon in the room wanted to do the procedure. Nobody yelled that I was an idiot at that point. And here we are 50 plus years later, 70 plus years later. Well, whatever, not quite. But anyway, and
certainly,
it's done all over the world.
Certainly a good amount of time and a good amount of process.
Exactly. Now, yes. At the same time, we introduced something called TENS, or transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation, and we still use it. Now, once upon a time, TENS was an expensive device, $500, $700. Now you can buy it for $50 on the internet without a prescription. And so, to me, that use of creativity, I don't mind the fact that Medtronic stole the idea from me. Mm-hmm. It's their karma, not mine. They do have a picture of me in their lobby, at least, even though they told me it wasn't patentable and they patented it without my name. Mm-hmm. But everybody knows I created it. And I don't spend my time worrying about Medtronic. It's their karma, not mine. But it's important. Everything you do is important. And to me, at the top of the list is taking care of your brain. Now, the top of your list, then, is detaching from those things you cannot change. There's lots of stuff I can't change. Television. I can't change television. If I wanted to, I wouldn't want to waste my time trying to change it.
Mm-hmm.
So all I have to do is turn it off. I don't have to turn it on. And it's okay if you want to watch it. It's your time, not mine. Take whatever you like. But because life has changed so much in the last 100 years, you need to know that you can't get by today just eating the best foods you can get. The food is deficient in magnesium, in vitamins, and all kinds of other things. And we've known this now for over 50 years. A book written back in the mid-70s called Food for Naught demonstrated that we were inadequate, even back then, in magnesium in our food supply. And of course, back at that time, the daily intake of B complex was somewhere between 1 and 2.5 milligrams of the basic Bs. Mm-hmm. Well, today we need 25 milligrams of B complex, B1, B2, B4, B6, etc. If you don't get that, your brain suffers. Now, that's just the basis. Now, once upon a time, we could get by with 100 milligrams of vitamin C. Today, you need 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. And if you happen to put with that 1,000 milligrams of MSM, methylsulfonamethate, it will raise your DHEA, the anti-stress hormone, the most important hormone in the body.
Yes.
And so nutrition has come a long way in the last 50 to 60 years because of our work with this kind of thing. Now, in 1975, everybody was bringing me their TENS unit to get the Good Housekeeper seal of approval. And Saul Liss brought me this device, and I said, take it away, it's junk, I can't feel it. He said, you don't need to feel it. I said, Saul, bring me one I can feel and I will test it. So he brought me one I could feel, and fortunately, I just happened to put it on my forehead. Wow, I see a flickering light. That reminds me of the Russian electrosleep device. The Russians have been working since about 1950 with something called electrosleep. Mm-hmm. And they had demonstrated if you do a certain kind of electricity in the morning, it helps you sleep better at night. Well, it turned out that Saul's device was excellent for raising serotonin, and it wasn't until over 10 years later when we knew what beta endorphins were, it also raises beta endorphins. The natural narcotics. You don't need to take them. You can make them.
Yes.
And so I discovered cranial electrical stimulation. And of course, our most important, in my opinion, discovery is the gamma PEMF device, because it puts the brain into gamma, which is, who cares? Or whatever you want to think of detaching from problems. It was first discovered in Buddhist monks who meditate 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't have to meditate 8 hours a day. You have to use the gamma PEMF a minimum of an hour or more a day. And that will put you into gamma without you trying. You don't have to do any work to do that.
And now the beautiful thing about this, actually, you can reset, retrain the neural networks. It's a process called neuroplasticity.
Yes.
And neuroplasticity is a very powerful mechanism. There's a expression, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, which is completely wrong, by the way. You can teach anybody anything as long as they're willing to learn. But the and this process of neuroplasticity, well, there's so many ways, things that affect the brain. It's electromagnetic, it's... it's biochemical. Go ahead, please.
What are we doing about timing of the break?
We take a break in about 3 minutes.
Okay, good.
So we got about 3 minutes to talk about the brain and some of the other supports.
Well, the top of the list, of course, is chili serrin essentials. That gives you the broad B complex and the traces of most other vitamins and minerals that you need. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the chili serrin youth formula, which... well, it raises your DHEA. And, of course, chili serrin magnesium lotion, which raises your DHEA also. And DHEA is the most important hormone in the body. So all of these things are examples of brain plasticity in many respects, and brain learning, and the use of this magnificent organ that we call the brain. Now, you don't have to go find your own. You could go to a health food store. And here in Springfield, I strongly recommend that you go to Spring Valley Natural Foods. And the reason I like that place is, well, they've got, I don't know, probably 10,000 or more different things, but they help you. You walk in the door and they come to serve you. You don't have to go looking among these 10,000 types of things to find what you want. I went in one day, have you got any lip balm? I'm out of lip balm. They immediately find one. It's that simple. So Spring Valley is the place where I go, and you should too. And, of course, go to a real grocery store. If it's a real grocery store, you can find my favorite food supplement. It's actually a food. Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Juice Concentrate. 1 ounce, 2 tablespoons of that, gives you the equivalent of 3.75 extra vegetables or fruits. I mean, you couldn't get that of anything else out of an ounce of any kind of food. And that's why it's so good. And so Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate lowers your blood pressure, lowers your cholesterol, is anti-inflammatory, and it tastes good.
Yep.
So this is using the brain optimally, taking advantage of the places that can help you gain the things you need. And that's also just as important as everything else in life.
Exactly, exactly. And now we have a break coming up, and then we'll come back and we'll keep talking, or there's maybe phone calls, but we'll keep talking during the break as well.
Exactly.
Yes.
So if you can, Rob, check and see if we have any questions.
Rob, do we have any comments, thoughts, questions, suggestions?
Let me take a quick look for you.
And I'm wondering if anybody has made any notice of the shirts, by the way.
Definitely got several comments on the shirts.
Okay.
one question we had, what do you think of hyperbaric oxygen after a stroke?
It's good. There's no question about it. Now, I think you can do just as well with intravenous ozone.
Yes.
And possibly intravenous vitamin C, but especially intravenous ozone.
But yes, if you have that modality as well, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody asking for advice. They're feeling very exhausted, but they're sleeping well. They're taking vitamins and supplements, and they're worried that maybe they have some kind of toxicity in the body. What would you recommend for?
Well, I would first check their teeth. If they have any silver amalgam fillings, find a real dentist who will take them out and give them some chelation to get rid of the mercury poisoning, because that's one of the most common things. Second, if they live in a city that is stupid enough to have fluoridated water, get off fluoride water in your water and cut your dentist's hand off so he doesn't ever put fluoride in your mouth again.
Yes.
Fluoride is toxic to everything in your body. And now, if that doesn't work, get a hair analysis for all minerals.
And then, of course, a consultation with a proper holistic...
With a holistic physician. Don't go to a regular doctor. They'll never tell you anything worthwhile.
Yeah.
Somebody looking for a recommendation on where to get the magnesium lotion.
Well, they can get it from realholisticdoc.com, our website.
Absolutely. Okay, we have about 1 minute, and then we'll be back in the show.
Okay. Well, then, let's continue while we're waiting for this. If you have trouble finding something, go to Real Holistic Doc, realholisticdoc.com. If it ain't the real thing, it ain't real. And we are the original holistic company in the world. We created the whole concept and founded the original American Holistic Medical Association. Interestingly, the establishment has tried since the beginning, in 1978, to get rid of it by calling something else. And I don't like the something else names. Integrative sucks, in my opinion. It is an excuse for an alternative to try to get rid of holistic.
Mm-hmm. Precisely.
And it's not real.
And we're coming back in. All right, fantastic.
Now, back to Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin.
So now is your turn to give a call to 417-447-1777 if you want to ask a question about anything, because it's all related to your health.
I want to talk about the holistic approach as far as especially when it comes to brain. So we started talking, there was actually a game still going on. Well, actually we got a caller, and I'll come
we'll
back to the...
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello?
Hey. Dr. Shealy, this is John Parker. How are you guys today?
John.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Yes.
The listeners can't see, but on Facebook, those psychedelic shirts really caught my attention.
Oh, yeah. thank you.
First of all, I want to put a plug in for Biogenics.
Thank you.
You talked a lot about detachment, and I'm even taking that and going beyond detachment and not even let things bother me in the first place.
Good on you, mate. Now that is a smart, smart thing. That is when you learn detachment, that's what you do. When you see that it's going to bother you, say, I mean, you don't have to go through this process, but can I change it? Do I need to spend my energy on it? Or should I just forget it and let it go?
Yes, and John, I just want to commend you on this because, you know, we just started talking about the brain, but we never quite got into the orogenic training, biogenics. The best thing we can do for our brains is to let it relax, de-stress, detox, and it's essential. That's one of the most important foundations for brain health, and plus it's preventive, as a matter of fact, as a stress reduction for all sorts of brain types problems.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, between Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and everything else, you name it. So please continue. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to put a plug in. If somebody hasn't bought the course yet, it's a treasure chest. There's going to be something in there for you, because not everybody needs to learn about detachment. I certainly did, but there's so many other things that people, if they want to stop smoking or they have some kind of addiction, it's incredible, actually.
Well, thank you. Blessings. I agree with you. And actually, again, I do always like to give credit to Dr. Schultz, who created autogenic training in 1912. And because he didn't like people becoming dependent upon him for what they needed. And so he asked people what they felt as he put them into a trance, and that's how he came up with autogenic training. When I discovered in 1972, there were only 2,600 scientific references on autogenic training. Today, there are 28,000 scientific references. I know nothing else in medicine that has as much science behind it as autogenic training.
That's amazing. I hope doctors are listening to the show, too, so they can utilize it.
Yes.
We hope so, too. Yes.
I wanted to let you know that, remember, last year I had a hernia in my belly button area, and I had an operation last year, but I was in tremendous pain for, well, the majority of the year, like 8 out of 10 pain. I started getting rashes, so anyhow, I found a top-notch surgeon, and he did a robotic. He removed the old mesh. He found extensive adhesions that were attached from the mesh to the small intestines and also the omentum. So, just want to let you know that's what happened. It's I'm doing much better. It's only been 5 days, but. I'm really grateful. So I wanted to ask you, though, I know for any surgery, they did a natural repair because my hernia was only 1 centimeter. So what can I do to help prevent the body from forming adhesions in the first place? Because I tend to get those keloid scars.
I would take about 10 grams of vitamin C a day. Now, if you're going to take that much vitamin C, you must take some MSM with it. Mm-hmm. I would think you need at least 3 grams of MSM a day and need 100 milligrams of B-complex in order to tolerate that much vitamin C. Now, the other thing is, as soon as it is healed, when the stitches are out and it's that healed, you could put a castor oil pack over it, a cloth soaked in castor oil, with a towel on top of it and a heating pad for an hour every night for a week. That will help immensely.
And the other thing that I've used with great success is with healing my own back surgery operation is PEMF. And I think, you know, it works on trillions of cells in the body, so it's definitely worth a shot. Definitely worth a shot.
Yeah. Gamma PEMF.
Yeah, do you use that locally over the area, or
yes.
do you use it?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yes,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
An hour to several hours a day can help immensely with healing and pain.
Up to 24/7, really. It's great. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's super. Thanks so much, and take care.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you again.
Take care, yeah.
And now is your turn, 417-447-1777, to use that magnificent organ, your brain.
So I just want to continue talking in a systemic fashion as much as possible here. So we mentioned about autogenic training, biogenics, the process of controlling, stabilizing, and working on neuroplasticity of the brain and the central and autonomic nervous system is essential. And one of the best ways to do it is mental and emotional, meaning using creative visualization, imagery, utilizing biogenics, which is a system that Dr. Shi has created a long time ago and has been perfected over time. Over 68 various exercises. John talked about the effects, and it's truly amazing. But in addition, let me just paint a picture of a healthy brain and what a person can do for a healthy brain. Now, the PEMF. Now, we didn't bring the device to the show, but what it is a coil. You may have seen us using that, and it's an electromagnetic support for all your body's cellular structures, cells. Mitochondria, you name it. It literally optimizes the body from inside out. And if a person wants to have a healthy brain, whether it's a medical problem with the brain or whether you just want to keep your brain going, it's a minimum 1 to 2 hours a day. You can use it specifically over the head, but anywhere in the body still works. Now, let's just talk about some other things. we usually, the first thing that I think about is lifestyle. If you want to save your brain, if you want to maintain your brain to the best capacity, you've got to have the five essential basics
that
at the very minimum.
Is a normal body mass index of 18 to 24. That's the top of the list. We'll take another call. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
You there? Hello? Okay. Well,
okay.
Try call again. We're open if you are willing to talk. 417-447-1777.
So weight and body mass index, that's a huge
and
one.
Second is 8 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day of your life. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're not going to do that, then get yourself ORAC-rich greens.
Yes.
One scoop of that gives you 6 servings. And get yourself Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Juice Concentrate. That's 3.7 servings. And that'll give you enough. If you don't eat anything else, you'll get enough basic vitamins and nutrients. Now, I get 20 servings every day. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Dr. Sheely. This is Amit calling from Massachusetts. I want to ask your opinion on air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have heard that it may appear comfortable. Of course, it is comfortable, but it's not good for health. Maybe some laypersons have written that it makes us lose ability to sweat and maybe homeostasis or tolerate temperature differences. So what is your opinion? Is it good for health or is it bad for health?
I don't think air conditioning by itself is bad for health. Now, obviously, you don't want to overdo it, but
okay.
And I personally only have my bedroom air conditioned. Mm-hmm. I happen to like heat, so it doesn't bother me. But at night, I do like to have I like the temperature to be 60 degrees in my bedroom. I sleep better.
Okay. And I'll just jump in with a comment. And thank you for bringing up this topic. Everything in moderation,
yes.
In general. In other words, if it's 110 degrees out there, or it's just the humidity is terrible, you know. Obviously, you know, I still work emergency room medicine as well, in addition to wellness, and I see a lot of heat injuries, especially from the older individuals or those who are not hydrating well. Doesn't have to be older. So in that case, air conditioning can be very helpful, but at the same time, unnecessary anything can be harmful too. So thank you. Yeah, right
okay,
on.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dr. Sorin, and thank you, Dr. Sheely.
Yes.
And you're
it's
welcome.
Hard to reach you. I remember you told me last time, maybe more than a year ago, that anyone sitting in an electric car or hybrid car should be out of his mind or her mind. But that encouraged me to ask this question today. Thank you, both of physicians, so much.
Thank you so much.
You have a nice evening.
You too.
Blessings. Thank you for calling.
Oh. Yes. So let's continue talking about lifestyle. So we talked about, and again, how do you optimize your brain? Let's starting with the very basics. So we talked about veggies, which is also good for the blood pH. We talked about weight, body mass index, but there is a few others that are worth mentioning. Nutrition. Make sure you have good, proper quality nutrition. We can talk about nutrition
and
all day.
At the top of my list is water that is not fluoridated.
Yes,
fluoridated
hydration.
Water is saying it sucks is being kind to it.
It's poison.
If we don't get rid of fluoridated water, within 20 years there'll be no more babies.
Mm-hmm.
It is that bad. We now have a sperm count in an average American male of 40 million instead of 150 million, and I have been working with men with sperm counts below 20 million even since the early 90s.
And we're talking about brain pineal.
Well, the pineal
right there,
gland.
The calcification with everything.
Yeah, if you live in the city of Springfield and are 17 years of age, you've got a calcified pineal already, which you shouldn't have till you're age somewhere between 50 and 70 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
So get rid of fluoridated water and get rid of every council member, every election, until they stop this nonsense with fluoride.
Perfect. Now, let's not forget about another essential habit, or basically sleep. We haven't talked about that. A person who is not able to sleep proper, and I fully agree with Dr. Sheely's assessment, 6 to 8 hours. I'd say closer to
7 to 8 hours.
7 to 8 hours.
Not six. Six is six. When you get down to 6 hours, you actually are less. You function at the level of slightly drunk.
And sleep is essential for the brain to actually recover, detoxify,
yes.
and to, well, to get back to its normal self. If you're not sleeping well, it's hard to have a good brain. Another thing is stress, and we talked about that, but I want to make sure I mention this in a systematic fashion. If you don't have a good stress management technique and you got a lot of stress in your life, that is worse for your brain than, my God, I can't think of anything else.
Basically,
I mean, really,
It's as bad as alcohol and opioids.
Yes.
So the best stress reduction in the world is biogenics. And, of course, at the biogenics course, biogenics course, course.com, it gives you all 68 of our major self-control exercises.
Few other things worth mentioning: the gut and the brain. Now that could be a topic for three radio shows, as a matter of fact. But the gut is the greatest chemical and neurochemical factor in the universe, and a lot of people do not digest well or take proton pump inhibitors for a chronic basis, which blocks the acid, which blocks absorption of proteins and lots of other stuff. So the concept is, in a holistic way, the mind, body, spirit is essential. Everything connects to everything else. You can't think of a brain as a separate organ. For example, in neurology, some neurologists, not all, basically just look at the brain and nothing else. But the brain is intimately connected with vascular. It's intimately connected with the function of the liver, the kidneys.
The heart.
The
gut.
And the gut. So it's all of the above. It's the big picture. And last but not least, I did want to talk about some things that really support the brain really well. And among our protocols is, of course, you got the essentials, which is the the good B complex. You need a B complex. Youth formula, which raises DHEA, is good source of vitamin C, four of those per day. Magnesium. Now, there's a couple of things that are very helpful. For example, taurine. Taurine is good for the overactive brain. It normalizes the electrical charge across the cell membrane. And for those people who are anxious, depressed, all of those things, blood pressure, there is a reason why these things go together.
Anxiety, epilepsy.
Epilepsy, yeah. 4 to 6 grams per day, or 3 to 6 grams per day for most people.
For adults, yes.
Adults, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even in children with uncontrolled epilepsy, I'll use 1,000 milligrams a day of taurine,
and
as well as magnesium in their bath water.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about some other things that actually help the brain stabilize. Lithium orotate and tryptophan, the precursors to serotonin. Huge, huge, huge. This is absolutely essential to know. Lithium is known also as lithium carbonate, as a drug in psychiatry.
Which is terrible.
Terrible.
A horrible drug. They use 900 to 1,200 milligrams a day. You only need 5 to 20 milligrams a day as an adult of lithium orotate, and you can get it over the counter. I would never, ever, except in the most anxious person in the world, use up to 40 milligrams of lithium.
Oh, God. And then that goes together with tryptophan, which is a precursor to...
And now tryptophan is going to be anywhere from 3,000 to 7,000 milligrams a day, and it needs to be taken in the morning with your B-complex and with your lithium orotate, and that optimizes brain function.
And since we're on a roll here, let's talk about some other things that support the brain. NAC and acetylcysteine.
Now, interesting, your FDA, the Federal Death Administration, has banned the use of NAC. They decided it's too good. They don't want it on the market.
Well, that's a compliment to NAC, but unfortunately, you can get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can find it if you look carefully. There's one company, at least, that still makes it and makes it available despite your FDA.
Well, but they got to be careful.
But there's also acetyl L-carnitine.
Yes.
It is also a stimulant or adjunct to help the brain. And there's NADH, another one that you can also still get. Those three things are all natural stimulants for the brain, and extremely safe.
And how do you feel about turmeric and other things?
Well, of course, turmeric is my very favorite herb in the world.
Yeah.
And I take a heaping teaspoon every morning in my slush. It's anti-inflammatory. It is the best. I mean, there's scores of good herbs, and all kinds of supplements, including a wide, wide, wide variety of mushrooms, from lion's tail to cordyceps to rhodiola. All of them are good for enhancing health and the brain.
And the brain, yeah.
Not to interrupt, do you gentlemen want to extend the show today, or do you want to end it?
Well, we can keep going for a few minutes, but if there's no other questions, then we, I do want to make sure that we talk about and we have a clear understanding of a holistic approach to the brain. So holistic, it just means mind, body, spirit. And now you can go to a specified neurologist who can actually point out specific markers and specific details. But the fact of the matter is we are multidimensional beings. And obviously, if you look at the shirts here, you know, that's exactly why the reason why we did this is to emphasize the healthy brain, because, you know, well, the brain is an amazing instrument, and it has an amazing capacity for neuroplasticity and change for the better. Now we have
and
a caller.
Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello. I wanted to actually ask you a question and tell you something here. My wife wanted me to call on her behalf and ask what you recommend for dry throat after oral surgery.
Dry throat after oral surgery. Now,
about 5 years ago, she had oral cancer surgery,
and it's still having.
She's gone through cycles and stuff like that. It came back for a while, went away and stuff. Here in the last several weeks, she's kind of had a cough episode, and we've gone to aloe vera, some of that, and some coconut water here recently and stuff, and haven't noticed much of a difference. And she suggested, or she asked me if I would call you up today and ask you gentlemen if had any good ideas for that.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for calling. I'm going to ask you a question. Are her salivary glands intact, or were they compromised?
No, which glands? Are
saliva.
Saliva, salivary glands, in other words. If there's any kind of compromise on that, then that could certainly have a long-term effect of, not being able to produce saliva, which is essential, and that could cause a lot of trouble. Another possibility is, if you haven't looked into that, is sometimes with a surgery in the area, you can cut certain nerves, or there can be a certain nerve damage, and that can cause sympathetic, parasympathetic dysfunction, and that can control the dryness in the mouth and cause all sorts of things. Dr. Shilly, do you have anything to say about that?
I would definitely consider the Gamma PIMP device.
Okay.
And locally there to help heal. Now, we're talking about using that 1 to 8 hours a day for long-term healing, and that could take a month or two, but it's safe. The only contraindication is a pacemaker. It won't hurt you, but it might interfere with a pacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'll pass that along to her then. Thank you very much for that. I was going to make one other comment. I'd signed up for you gentlemen on YouTube, and it didn't come on, and then I went back. I've got to tune in an app on my cell phone. I'm calling from Utah, and so I can't get you on the radio from here. It didn't come on, and I came back to the radio station. I think there's a ball game on or something. I thought, and it said on YouTube that you'll be on in a little while. And I thought, okay, so they're surpassing that, and you'll be on. And I waited and waited and waited, and it never came on. And I went back to the station, and all of a sudden, presto, you gentlemen are on there. I guess the ball game was over or something. I don't know what happened.
I love the idea of the game, and I do keep up somewhat. I try to do my best, but it does unfortunately start, doesn't let us start on time, which is a little complicated. Yeah. But thank you.
Thank you for calling.
I'm glad you caught up. Yes. You caught up with us. Yeah.
Yes, I love your show. Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. And, folks, the important thing is you are responsible for your health. We can help tell you what to do, but we can't put you at peace. You have to train your brain to be at peace.
And from a holistic approach, and I'll say this very clearly here, as far as just as clear as I can say, everything relates to everything else. Your every thought, every emotion, every everything positive, negative, every thought is a prayer. period.
And thinking sets in motion spiritual forces to bring about change.
And of course, with a comprehensive, holistic support for the brain electromagnetically, with a, such as PEMF or cranial stimulation, but also certain supplements and the essentials of a lifestyle, that can prevent a lot of the disease, and it can actually optimize the quality of your life and brain, but it's got to be a conscious effort. I will say this, for anyone who falls into the clutches of the healthcare system or sick care system, excuse me, and if you accept that, you will have to accept medications, surgeries, and death by medicine. When I say that, I mean it. Death by medicine, by conventional medicine. Now, acute care medicine, I still practice emergency room. Yes, there's a value. Yeah, I mean, if a person comes in with a symptom of stroke, you've got to deal with that immediately, within 3 hours, and sooner the better. But any kind of chronic condition, do your best to stay out of the system. Otherwise, well, I don't have much to say other than I think they're going to get you.
And until next week, y'all have a good one.
Take care.
Blessings and goodbye. Thank you, sir.
It's good to be here.